You are listening to the audio-only portion of the KoopaCast. To watch the video version, please check out purenintendo.com/KoopaCast. The intro and outro music of our KoopaCast is brought to you by the artist Big Giant Circles, who has composed for projects such as Mass Effect 2, Super Street Fighter 2 HD Remix, and Borderlands 2. Our opening song is Houston, and our closing song is A Rose in the Field, both from the album Glory Days. To listen to more of Big Giant Circles' work, go to music.biggiantcircles.com to see his entire collection of video game remixes and soundtracks. You can also find his collection on iTunes. Again, that website is music.biggiantcircles.com.
Pure Nintendo's third podcast, KoopaCast episode 3. And I may have the wrong bed. No, it's working. So I'm just checking to see the video's working. It's all good.
Great start.
And we're doing a little different today. Well, on a different day today, because tomorrow's Thanksgiving Eve. And some of you may be traveling to family or whatever, getting ready for the big feast. I know I will be relaxing my stomach for Food Thursday. So we're doing our podcast today instead of on Wednesday.
All right.
And all of us have had, well, sorry, Matt. I don't know. Did you get a Wii U?
I did not. I looked.
Sorry. Well, three of us have had 2 days with the Wii U now. And first of all, how was you guys' launches? How did they go? Start with J Money.
I had to wait until 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. So I was kind of disappointed in GameStop for that, but I went and got it. There were two guys probably around my age, and then there was a father with his two young kids, and his kids were really excited about it, so that was kind of cool. But I went and picked it up, brought it straight home, hooked it all up, and then waited for the update, and been enjoying it since.
That update was horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Kevin and I, we get back to his house, we're all excited, we all like, what is Wii U? And like an update, oh, we'll just do it, it'd be quick. What was it, an hour we had to wait?
It was ridiculous because there was literally like 8 or 9 people over and everyone's just sitting there quietly waiting for
it. Oh no. So
but
and then you have to sit there like, sorry guys.
Yeah, there was at least one guy that was over that was, I think, a little bitter that he wasn't playing.
We won't name names. But it,
man. So I saw you guys posting pictures of, like, Steak and Shake and stuff. Man, I wish I'd been there.
It was weird because we went there to peddle a lot of our magazines, but there wasn't a lot of people there.
Yeah, it was really quiet at the Best Buy we went to, which was surprising.
Really?
And I think a lot of it has to do with people's fears because there was so little pre-orders that people didn't think there was a lot of consoles going to be out there. So they didn't worry about it. And right. Then the Best Buy we were at ended up having 50 Wii U's.
Really?
Yeah. And wow. I don't know, what do you think? Maybe 30 people showed up, but it was like right at 12 o'clock, all of a sudden like 30 people showed up or something.
Yeah, the most that was there before was probably 12 people. And then finally a bunch more people came right at midnight, but still even then, they didn't even sell out at midnight. So
what? Then why didn't you guys pick me up one?
James said not to.
I wouldn't make it back. I'm good for the money.
I think it's only one per customer. I asked. No, I didn't ask. No, it was a nice experience. It was fun. We got to talk to, because that's when you get the hardcore Nintendo fans out is for a midnight launch. So it's nice to sit there and get to talk to people about the Wii U, about Nintendo coming up.
Yeah, and that's the thing is I didn't really hang around to see like who else was going to show up. I like got my Wii U and I was out of there. I was like, I need to get back home.
Got to get back home and start that update.
Yeah. Well, the guy at GameStop too, the manager, he was like, well, there is an update and that's about an hour. So I was like, he gave us a heads up that there was going to be an update.
Yeah, so was it confirmed you didn't have to update it to play the games?
No. For well, at least for the zombie you, I put the disc in and there was an error on the server, so it errored out. And so I just went cancel whatever, and I went and was able to get into the game, and it was actually downloading and updating in the background. Mm-hmm. And so I was able to play the game. I just every once in a while I'd get a pop up when I hit like one of those online features or something saying, "Hey, this doesn't work." Or
I gotcha.
And then I switched to another game, then switched back to Wii to Zombie U, and it started installing the update.
So are the updates just like integration into Miiverse and stuff like that?
Yeah, it's all what I hear is it's all like online features for it, and that's basically what they are.
Are you guys talking about those updates like whenever you put a game disc in, it says
yeah.
Update? There was like one game I think that didn't have that, and I can't remember what game it was, but
yeah, all of my games have so far, at least the ones I've seen.
Yeah, see, if you are able to download it in the background, that needs to be an option rather than cancel, because who would know?
I heard the same thing about the main update, too. You could just cancel it and continue playing and have it update or download it in the background.
That would have been nice to know.
Yeah, exactly. Nice to know. It should be very easy to put have a button that just says download in background.
Yeah.
And then I was so upset because I tried to get into Miiverse, and it kept giving me an error for like for 3/4 of the day that I had it. I was like, what's going on?
I never ran into that error.
Yeah. I guess it was just there are too many people trying to get on it at one time or something. I don't know.
So did everybody get the 32 gig model?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I picked up the deluxe version.
Like we were talking about that a lot Saturday night, and there's really no reason to get the basic because it's only 8 gigs. You get for $50 more, you get a $60 game. You get more of the hard drive space, but you get the digital, what is it called, the Nintendo?
Premium or something like that.
Premium, yeah, and you get 10% off all digital downloads or whatever.
Right.
And for Nintendo, like, I think they want people to get the 350. Like, they don't think they want them to get the 300. But I think the reason that they have that 300 is because it's actually $299.
Yeah, and yeah, I think a lot of people go for that $299 just to see that two in front of that.
Even though it was a $50 difference, which is just $50 in the grand scheme of $300.
Yeah,
you get a lot more. It's just that $299 looks more friendly than $350.
Yeah, have you guys noticed how awful fingerprints are on the system and dust collects? Everything is visible. Like my Wii is already covered in dust. Wii U. And it drives me crazy because everything's so visible on it.
Yeah, the first thing I do when I pick up my gamepad, even if it's like the next day, the first thing I have to do is like wipe the dust off of it because it's like all over the gamepad.
Yeah, I almost wish they would do the sort of matte finish a little bit instead of that shine, whatever.
Right.
I don't know what kind of finish it is right now, but
glossy.
Glossy, yeah.
At least the fingerprints didn't show up as much. The dust doesn't bother me so much, but the fingerprints, that's going to drive me nuts after a while.
So you guys had any issues with the Wii U? Like freezing? Like a lot of people reporting it's freezing and crashing on them? Or
I've never had that problem.
And neither have I. I was just wondering. I have noticed that it is slow. Like I think it's too slow. Like switching in between apps and going back to the main channel from an app.
Yeah. And I think I'm hoping in the next 6 months they'll release a patch, especially for video calls. It took me like 45 seconds to a minute to answer James's video call. And at that point, I'm sure James just wanted to hang up.
I did.
Because it's getting ridiculous.
Yeah, when Justin Sharp called me, like I was in Miiverse. And so I had to first close out of Miiverse, then open up the chat app and then connect and then load in. So it did take like a minute and a half to do all that. And it should just pop up. It'll take over. Like multitasking. It's not really multitasking, I guess, is the word I'm looking for.
Yeah, you should like just be able to like press something and flip like right over to the video chat.
Exactly. Like it literally had to close Miiverse and then open up the chat and then connect. But once it connects, it's magical. The screen goes all watery, and it goes.
I still hope they update in the future if they can to allow more than one person video chat.
Yeah, so we can do our next podcast on
There we go.
You guys are just determined to get me out of here, huh?
Well, hey, since you don't have the system, reading all these issues or anything, has it made you want to get it less or anything? Or, you know, since you haven't had it hands-on, I've been reading a lot of stuff online that's kind of negative, even though some of it's a bit ridiculous. How do you feel about all that since you're going to buy one in the future?
I mean, I'm still probably going to buy it. Some things are like, yeah, they could probably stand to like really improve this or fix this. And from what I've heard, there are going to be software patches in the future. So, you know, I'm still optimistic. I still like the games that are coming out for it.
What game are you most excited about?
That's already announced and is out?
Yeah, it's out, yeah.
Really, I want to try. Well, of course, Super Mario Brothers U is one, and I just want to pick up any one of the Ubisoft games that have come out recently, because I want to really see that third-party support and see how that's working out.
That is something I want to talk about. Someone asked on Twitter, they want us to do a review on it because he's on the fence about it. But Zombie U, like, I absolutely think it's fantastic.
Yeah,
like it's the most scary, nerve-wracking game since Resident Evil 4. Like, I've never been this stressed out since Resident Evil 4 in a video game.
I agree with you, James, because there's something about it. Granted, it's not going to be for everyone.
Yeah, it's not perfect either. I'm not saying it's a great game, but it's...
But it's such a unique experience, and man, it is the best use of the Wii gamepad yet.
Definitely, definitely. I feel the same way. In fact, my wife was the first one to play Zombie U after we cracked the case open, and she played it for about a half hour, 45 minutes, and after she was done playing, she was like, this is kind of scary. I don't know if I can play this game.
Like, it reminds me of, like, in Resident Evil 4, where, like, there's a lot of zombie games where you just want to fight zombies and shoot them. That's all you want to do. In Resident Evil 4, you always cringe when a zombie came up because you didn't want to deal with it. And this is the first zombie game since that like, I would rather just run away from zombies and have to deal with fighting them. Because there's a good chance that you could die.
Yeah.
That's the great thing about those kind of survival games, that it's been kind of disappearing but has surfaced every once in a while. It's just that the protagonist is near helpless against, you know, enemies or zombies. You know, that's the panic, the powerlessness. That's where the fear comes from. And if you, like, overpower somebody, you just give them plenty of access to guns, then it just, you know, becomes an action shooter game.
Exactly.
Well, even you get a handgun almost at the beginning, but to me, the handgun sucks. I don't know if it was for you guys. Like, I was trying to shoot in the head, and it just kept coming. And
well, what I love about the game, I actually didn't mind the handgun, but you have that, you know, I'm about 2 hours in, you have that situation. It's like, I do have a handgun, and I can kill them quickly, but if I do that, other zombies will hear that and come and start attacking you. And you also have that advantage, disadvantage with the flashlight. You'll see what you're doing and fighting, but that will also attract enemies farther away. And I love that constant balance of, it will get me farther, but to what point? Mm-hmm. And so I just love that constant thinking of advantage and disadvantage in the game.
Here's a question for you guys. Have you either one of you died yet?
I've died twice, early.
I died once. It was a zombie swarm. And I was not prepared for it.
Okay, I feel real bad then, because I took one-on-one with a cricket bat and I died. It was like at the very beginning of the game. I was like, oh.
Well, that's what's interesting. Is it's not like you can constantly swing. You got to time your swing, because he has to, or it's a she. I was a she once. You have to, like, get ready for it and then swing it down. So you have that little 3-second window where they can attack you and just grab you.
Yeah,
now, you gotta take that in consideration when you.
You've used the push, right?
Yeah, you can push them too. Yeah,
because
yeah,
I like that.
I haven't gotten to the push yet.
But I've actually found myself using the flares a lot to create a diversion, and then I just run around them. So I don't even create. Because man, there's no worse than going up with 4 or 5 zombies that you're just gonna die.
Now, there have been complaints, like people saying, well, like the fatigue in the game when you're running, and like then you can't run anymore because you run out of breath and stuff like that. Those have been like some of the complaints for Zombie U, and I just think like some of those are stupid. It makes, for me, it makes the experience more real.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, I just some of the comments people are making about the game, like just some of their criticisms, I find a little ridiculous. It's like they're looking more for an action shooter instead of a survival horror game.
I really hope it does well, because I would love a sequel, because the controls could be a little more polished. Because sometimes it's a little clunky, like I'll try to do something and some sort of weird glitch will happen. And that's the only problem I've had in the game, personally.
Yeah, it's a lot better launch title than Red Steel was for Ubisoft.
Oh, worlds better.
Yeah, Red Steel. It was cool for about half the game, and
Didn't you all play it for like 3 or 4 hours during your marathon a year ago or so?
I think. Well, the second one.
Oh, Red
Red
Steel
Steel
2.
2. Yeah.
Now that's a cool game if you guys
Yeah.
haven't played.
Yeah, Red Steel 2 was pretty good.
The
Red
first
Steel.
one, I remember even the online, like you just have to aim within like 10 feet of the player to hit him. Like you didn't have to actually aim at the person.
Yeah, they had auto lock and multiplayer, and so it was just it made it easy.
Yeah, you just aim and you just shoot in the general direction of the person. Oh, it was bad. But this is a lot better.
Speaking of that, have any of you had any particularly negative experiences with the games so far?
Besides dying twice already in Zombie U.
Are you just talking about an indie game?
Yeah, like any of the games that you've played so far. I mean, if you can't talk about it, that's fine.
No, well, I don't know if it's a complaint for the Wii U, but Assassin's Creed takes forever to load, and there are so many loading screens. It's like the first couple hours, I think I spent a third of the time just watching loading screens. But again, that may be because of it's an open world game. It just requires that much loading time, but
Now, are these like loading screens, or are you talking like cut scenes?
no loading screens.
Oh,
Is it
okay.
the one where it's in the, what is that? The machine that he's using, where you're just walking around in the emptiness?
Yeah, it's the Animus or whatever.
Animus, yeah, the Animus when you, yeah,
Yeah.
you just, yeah.
And I'm not even talking, I mean, that too, but I'm talking about literally you walk into a door and it loads to the next time. I've waited a good 20, 30 seconds just to load an interior of a house or something.
I wonder how that's going to be, because I'm actually downloading it straight to my system as we speak.
Huh.
I'm curious if that's going to help or make it worse, or it's not going to change anything. Trying to run it off straight off the system, because I know like some PS3 games, it's they run better off the system. So I'm curious if it's the same for the Wii U.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Find out.
Well, anyone else have anything negative?
In Zombie U, when I go to start the scanner, it's like I see a ghost of what is on the TV screen, like for a split second, and I constantly see it when I start up the scanner, and it really kind of annoys me, but that's like a very, very small complaint.
I'll have to look for that. So, what is it exactly?
I believe what it is when I hit the button to activate the scanner, when you can like lift up the gamepad and look around,
Yeah,
for like a
yeah.
split second, you can see like a ghost of the character standing there. It's like just a black outline of them, like a silhouette almost, I guess. But it really just kept happening, and I was annoyed by it.
My
Maybe
biggest.
as a concept for another survival horror game.
My biggest annoyance is actually with Nintendo Land. Your little guide, whatever that thing's called.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember the name.
She's absolutely annoying.
Nintendo's really cornered the market on just annoying guides, haven't they?
Oh
Yeah,
my goodness.
it's the worst. It's you hate it, and eventually at one point it kind of makes fun of itself. It's like, okay, you're probably tired of hearing from me now. I'll go off and I'll find that's like what after you play for 30, 45 minutes and it's constantly giving you instructions.
Is it better or worse than Fi from Skyward Sword?
A better, in my opinion.
Because it goes away eventually.
I really like Nintendo Land overall, though.
Yeah. I like Yoshi's Fruit Cart. That to me, that's pretty addicting.
Yeah, it is.
I haven't tried the octopus. What's the name of it? Do you guys remember?
Octopus dance?
Yes. Oh, if that's it, then that's sad on my part.
I
Yeah. Have you guys tried that yet,
have not had a chance to try that one yet.
James?
Haven't actually played much Nintendo Land yet.
So you're criticizing it.
Well, we played when we first got it. That's the last time I played it.
No, I hear you. No, it's worth another gripe I have, which this is an easy fix. We went to go add friends and we couldn't. You actually had to open up a whole nother menu to add friends. What were we in the Miiverse or where were we at, James?
I think we were in the Miiverse. But yeah, you have to go to friend list. Like, you have to hit
Yeah, you have
home
to
and then
go over
friend
to
list.
friends list first.
And it seems ridiculous. I should be able to just press it right there in Miiverse.
Because you can do that from the Wii U home menu, I think, too. Like, where you can see all the game icons and stuff. You can click on add friend there, I think, too. So I think it's kind of odd they don't have that through Miiverse.
Yeah, and what I'm hoping is Nintendo may just have not foreseen some of these issues, and I'm betting in the next couple months they're gonna be trying to patch things up or fix all these sort of mess ups or small gripes.
Well, and I know that you guys were mentioning like the long loading screens, and that's really annoying too for me. But I think I read somewhere that Nintendo's already said that they value the consumer experience or something like that, and that they are working on fixing the loading times and stuff like that.
That's awesome to hear.
A bit afraid that I'm pure Nintendo. What is a surprise that you didn't think you would see very highly, but you enjoyed about the Wii U? Like a feature or be something physical, I guess.
My favorite thing so far, which I actually thought was a cool idea but I didn't care about, was seeing random players' comments from other games, whether it be Mario or ZombiU. I love seeing people just type random stuff that pop up from the games around the main plaza or whatever, because
Right.
that's kind of entertaining to just cycle through them, see what other people are doing or how much they're frustrated with ZombiU and stuff. I don't know. It's a very connected world, more so than I thought. Like the communities, I love just scrolling through those comments and looking what everyone's saying, and it just, I don't know, even a single player game like ZombiU, I feel connected to everyone that they can all go there and gripe or talk about some cool scene or some cool area that they passed.
Yeah, that was kind of neat. I find myself just sitting there watching the different thought bubbles or speech bubbles or whatever pop up to see what people are saying.
One of the features that I talked negatively about like 5 minutes ago, but I'm not going to talk positively about now, is the Wii U chat. Like, the quality is a lot better than I thought it was going to be. Like, it looks clear. It's better than the newest iPhone or any of the Androids, like the facing camera towards you, at least in my opinion. And I'm actually really impressed of how well that works. It's fun to draw on it. It's just I wish it loaded a little bit faster. But it is a really cool feature that I can see myself using.
Another cool feature, and there was an article recently, I forget where it was, but it was about the Wii U gamepad speaker. And similar to the Wii speaker on the remote, but to a better extent because it's better quality. But there was a developer of Nintendo, I forget who it was exactly, talking about the cool ideas you can do having sound travel from your TV to your gamepad. So you have like bullets that are being fired at you. First they go off on your TV and then they go off on your gamepad,
Oh.
create that sort of depth there.
Yeah, they tried to do. They did that in what was it? Twilight Princess, the bow, a little
Yeah.
bit.
And I think that's cool because the speakers are so much better in my opinion than the Wii Remote.
I was actually very pleasantly surprised with the speakers on the gamepad. Yes, the sound you can get out of those speakers is actually pretty good quality.
Yeah, and it makes ZombiU better because the guy,
He speaks out of it.
he speaks out of it, but it's not like that mumbled stuff on the Wii Remote or that low level. It feels like a real device and someone really talking to you.
Now, this is kind of like a cheese sort of thing, but during the Wii to Wii U transfer, the Pikmin, thing that it shows as it's transferring all the data kind of surprised me, because all I expected was like a little like bar that would show me percentage. But actually being able to see something that was, I know it kind of looped, but more or less entertaining than just sitting there watching a bar, I thought that was kind of neat.
Wait, I have described, because I haven't seen that yet.
When you go to do your transfer, I mean, you have to do all the stuff with the SD card back and forth, but when it actually starts to do the transfer, Peekman like carry the different save files and stuff along different like platforms and bridges and stuff like that. And again, it's a looping thing, so you see the same scenes, like four or five scenes over and over and over again. But it was kind of cool rather than just having a little load bar or something.
Yeah, that is a nice, cool touch.
Matt, do you have any questions? Bean?
I had them, but we've pretty much covered everything, it looks like.
I can't think straight. It's been a long week already.
Oh, real quick, another gripe I have, which is nothing, and it's maybe more on Netflix end. The Netflix app, have you guys tried to cycle through like movies and stuff with your finger, like going from left to right, cycling?
Yeah.
Not that sensitive. Like sometimes I find myself having to kind of go back to replicate what I just did. It's not a smooth transition, and that kind of bothers me.
Yeah, I thought that they could have made that a little better, because I had the same issue. I'd have to go back maybe like sometimes even three or four times to get it to actually scroll left to right or right to left.
Yeah, but see, I've never had that problem with other games or swiping in anything, so.
Yeah, they could have definitely done a better job with the sensitivity on that.
Well, what is nice about all the complaints we've had so far that it's all easily fixed with a software update. I haven't seen any really complaints with the actual Wii U system itself. It's always just little things that can be fixed with another patch.
Yeah, that's true.
That hopefully doesn't take 2 hours.
Well, how do you guys feel about all these articles popping up on like NeoGAF and stuff talking about it's not as powerful, or you know, the Metro Last Light developer talking about the CPU or something being really slow? Does that bother you guys?
I don't think it really bothers me, really, but I think people need to give it more time.
Yeah, here's the thing, and everyone's comparing it to the new PS4, Xbox, whatever, but in the end, I'm going to get a system for like an HD Zelda or Mario, and so let's say there are no third-party games or anything. To me, just having Nintendo first-party titles in HD justifies the purpose.
And I think people are overlooking how much RAM the system actually has. Like, it has 4 times more RAM than the PS3 does now. In which, we were lucky enough, Kevin and I, to have a game developer with us at the Wii U launch. And I asked him about the RAM, like, what could you do with more RAM? And he's like, well, more polygons, you have more things happen on screen. And I think that's really where the big jump's going to come from in the next evolution of video games. Because we're getting to the point where the processor and, like, the models and all that, what it can do,
right,
kind of lead, it's not going to jump that much, but it's what's happening on the screen. Like, you have more units, you can have bigger explosions, but that all comes from more RAM. And so the Wii can do a lot of cool stuff. That actually would affect the light, I think. That's not from him. That's, I think, it's my opinion. But there's a lot of cool little tweaks that with more RAM can make a game a lot better. And so people are overlooking that with the processor.
Yeah, graphics. I've had this conversation with coworkers at my full-time job and stuff, and that graphics have like pretty much peaked, and that you really can't go too much more above and beyond what we're at already.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're, like you're saying, they're gonna have to move to other things like the experiences and stuff, which Nintendo has done really well in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I also look at things like, speaking of graphics, things like Galaxy. To me, that game did not disappoint visually at all, mm-hmm. even on an SD system. Like, I'm still blown away by how good that looked.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing how they can do on an HD console that's way more powerful than the Wii, I think we'll be pleasantly surprised.
Look at, like, for example, the Xbox. Like, the first Halo compared to this last Halo. was a big difference graphically because developers had time over 6 years to develop for it and really push the system. We know we're already having those big, great PS3, 360 games. We're having the best of them. Like Call of Duty, they said it's the best looking, the most patent of the Call of Duties on the Wii U. And that's at launch. Just think 3-4 years down the road when developers have time to work with the system and see what it can really do, what type of games we can get.
I really hope Nintendo is going to make another Galaxy for the Wii U because that should look really, really nice.
Yeah. Speaking of their next games, do you think they will have some reaction games or games that will try to offset the PS4 and Xbox, you know, if it's in December? Like, do you think they'll have some huge heavy hitters at the end of next year?
I think Nintendo probably still has a few tricks up their sleeve for next year.
Yeah.
I'm going to stand by what I said Saturday night, that Brawl's coming out next year. Oh, Smash Bros. Is coming out next year.
I'm going to disagree, James. I think it's coming 2014.
Yeah, I don't know about next year. I think it's coming soon, but I don't know about next year.
It'll be out next year. And you guys will all bow at my feet.
But just remember, James, there are two games.
Forget about the 3DS one. It's going to be cool, but I want the Wii one first.
Yeah, but you know they'll probably want to release them about the same time.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I don't know. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Now, I don't know if anybody's asked you, Matt. Are there any games that you want to see come out on the Wii U?
Well, we got to have that Legend of Zelda come out eventually.
Yeah.
I want to see a 2D Metroid.
Ah.
Okay.
I mean, we've gotten 2D Donkey Kong Country. We got Donkey Kong Country Returns, and that was a phenomenal side-scrolling platformer. And I mean, Metroid Prime was amazing, and we have a lot of people who are just clamoring for that 2D Metroid experience, and just something to watch Metroid Other M.
Hey, the story was kind of nice. That's about it.
What was it?
It had nice, pretty cutscenes.
It did have nice, pretty cutscenes. It was a great intro cutscene with like. Of course, it was the end of Super Metroid, the opening cutscene, or part of it.
All right.
But yeah, 2D Metroid, I would just love to play that.
So is anybody as excited as I am about Monster Hunter Ultimate?
Yes, absolutely. I'm really excited. Well, to be honest, because I bought Tri, but like, I spent about a dozen hours, and I'm just... I don't even want to play it now because the new Monster Hunter is coming out for the Wii U.
I played a ton of Monster Hunter Tri. It was the first Monster Hunter game I'd ever played, and it like instantly hooked me in. And so now I'm like just waiting on pins and needles for Ultimate.
Yeah. Are you going to get the 3DS version?
The only reason I want to get the 3DS version is because of the cross-play feature between the two where you can like take your save on the go with you.
Yeah.
I think that they probably would have done a little better including online with the 3DS also. Mm-hmm. But I'm more excited for the Wii U version just because I think it's going to look like incredible.
Speaking of online, changing the subject, we were very ADD tonight. I don't know if you guys noticed, but it's fine. The browser, Wii U browser. Have any of you guys tried that out?
I haven't actually.
It's actually, I think, the best browser on a system.
Like who's the browser by?
I honestly, like, don't know.
I read it somewhere, but I don't remember.
Like, it's not Opera anymore.
And now that James said that it's a really good browser, I'm going to have to go back and try it because I haven't tried it yet. So,
and I forgot the feature that they showed off E3 2011 where you have the curtains on the TV screen and then you can select when you want to reveal what's on there. I forgot all about that until I was messing with it, but it's fast. It's just great.
Yeah, see, that's probably the first thing I'm going to do after I'm done here.
And you should.
Well, let me guys ask you this, because I actually saw this on NeoGAF, and I personally don't have a problem with it, but people are talking about, like, the curtain feature, or the video chat when it's done kind of does the ripple and it says wave goodbye. stuff like that. And they talk about how it's catered to younger kids in that way, but make it more creative and I forget what the word they use, but a little more fluffy in that sense, rather than like the PS3 or Xbox. We're more like sleek designs, more straightforward, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Does that bother you having those mandatory things like the curtain? Like, would you rather have where you could just turn that off?
I think they should allow for more customization, maybe. Because one of the things I was just thinking about today is, like, I like the home screen, the Wii U home screen, where you can show all the games and the people talking about the games and stuff. But I would also like to add, like, maybe my own Miiverse icon up there with all the games so that it's also there and easy to select. I think they should allow for users to be able to customize the UI the way they want to see it.
So I don't – oh, go ahead. Did anyone say anything, or was that just my echo?
That was your echo.
I haven't used a whole lot of Miiverse. There's no option where I can, like you were saying, customize, because I would like to do it, put my own community or all my friends congregate right there. There's no way to do that, is there?
No, I don't.
Not that I found, no.
Because that would be awesome to load on my screen, and I see what you guys are playing and talking about right there within our friends list or whatever.
Right.
Well, wait. Let me see. Keep talking. I want to figure something out. Cause I think you kind of can. I think if you zoom in to – I forgot how I did it. Somehow I zoomed into the Miiverse background. Like I switched it to the gamepad, and all my friends automatically came forward, and it was showing what they were playing and all that.
Oh, no, that's cool. Okay.
And I'm trying to – yeah, there it is.
Well, I may just be being
curvy. If you just tap, it goes down, and all your friends are just right there, all in one place. And you can just select them and see what they're playing.
I'll have to try that now.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's really good. I'm glad you told me about that.
And this is kind of going a little bit backwards, but this is video I took of the Pikmin transfer thing. I don't know if it's going to come across the same on the – yeah, you can't even see it. That's sad. Okay. I'll have to see if I can email it to you guys or something.
Yeah.
Or post it on the YouTube channel or something. It's really cool. It's sad that I can't show you right this second.
I don't know. But any other thoughts on the Wii U or anything from anyone?
Anybody drop their gamepad yet?
No, not yet. That's stressful to think about. Have you?
I dropped one at the Wii U experience, probably like 3 or 4 feet. Like we were passing it back to the demonstrator, and oops, slip. And it worked just fine after it came back up. So, I can only assume that the construction is pretty sturdy. But I have not dropped mine yet.
That's interesting you say that, because at Best Buy they were telling me if my controller breaks, you know, I can't get a new one or whatever, you know. But they said if I get Best Buy insurance and I break my controller, they will give me a whole new console and computer and tablet, Wii U gamepad. So, but I opted not to do that because it was $70.
Yeah. Yeah.
One, I think that you can get gamepads replaced, because there's somebody on Twitter saying that they are on the phone with customer service trying to get one replaced. So
I feel like you would have to, because that is kind of a terrible move on the developer's part. If you break something, you have to buy a whole other $300 product just to get part of that product back.
Oh, I'd be so mad.
Yeah. But real quick, you're talking about the controller. Do you guys like drawing on the controller, like in Miiverse or anything?
I haven't tried it too much.
I just tried exploring with that today. Alex messaged me a mediocre drawing of Mario recently. Sorry, Alex, but no. But drawing felt pretty good. I haven't really gotten into it too much. I just kind of messed around with it a little bit today, so.
I actually really like seeing everyone or a bunch of people drawing, like in the Nintendo Land Plaza or whatever. I love seeing them draw characters in there. Like, that adds to the whole experience for me.
And there are some incredible, like, some of these things people are drawing. I'm like, how the heck did you draw that on the gamepad?
Yeah, how long did that take you to draw that on the gamepad?
I know! Like, it's some pretty amazing stuff. No, go ahead.
I was about to change the subject, so.
Oh, well, I was just going to say, it'd be really neat to see Nintendo, like, maybe add, like, an art gallery or something where people can post these things.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, they're in Miiverse, and people can go look at them at any time, but have them in, like, one centralized location to show, like, the best art.
Yeah, and it would be even cooler, well, maybe not cooler, but also have, like, a Mario Paint app, like, dedicated to, like, yeah, pens, markers, all these different digital drawing utensils. Because to see what they do with just two versions of a pen or whatever is incredible, so.
Yeah, definitely.
I bet they will have something like that, because they have that already for the 3DS.
Yeah.
They have those galleries, they have the picture galleries, and then when Flipnote came out, they had, like, these Flipnote contests, like, for, like, the Zelda 25th anniversary. I'm sure it's still up there on one of their websites. You can probably look this up. And, you know, you just see all these, like, amazing contests or these amazing animations from, like, the U.S. and there's one from Japan. So, and with the Wii U, I think there's no reason they wouldn't do that, especially if they want to keep with that whole connectivity theme that they've got going right now.
Right, right.
That's true.
And one other feature, I guess, since we're not too far from the features discussion already, I am very glad that Nintendo made it very easy to replace gamepad batteries and Wii U Pro controller batteries, so that if your battery starts going bad, you can just order a new one.
And I've looked at it. Oh, yeah, it's right here.
All it is two screws, and you just take the battery out, put the new one in, you're good to go.
It's true. It's true. Very nice.
So, James, is there any quick features you want to show off now that you have the gamepad in your hands?
I don't know how much longer it's going to last. It's almost about to die.
That's a cool feature.
Yeah, the light's flashing, see?
Oh, I haven't even gotten it to flash yet. I've had mine turn red, but...
Yeah, well, I didn't know it goes flashes either. Just apparently it started flashing.
Now, have you guys been playing mostly with the pad, or have you played it with the pad but turned off the pad, or you just gone with the Pro Controller or anything?
Well, I don't have a Pro Controller yet, so I've been playing with the gamepad mostly. I've just been playing with the gamepad.
I like that you can turn off the screen and continue playing games. I think that's cool.
Yeah, I've read about that feature. I haven't tried it yet.
I'm going to use a Pro Controller for Call of Duty. Like, I'm still not sold on this totally for Call of Duty. That's my first-person shooter fan in me. Like, I'll try it out, but, like, just having the controller just for me is a lot better.
You'll get, like, 5 minutes in and be like, nope, okay.
See, it's going to make me sound
old. That's almost as fast as a Nintendo Land review.
It's gonna make me sound old, but at least for me, for the Zombie U, like, this isn't bad, but there was a learning curve of remembering that I have another screen down here and having to, like, turn the light on here and stuff. Usually, you know, I'm so used to it all being in my hands and close by, like, hit a button to do something, or I find myself looking down at the screen a lot longer than I probably should be when I should be looking at my surroundings. And so there's that little bit of a learning curve, and it makes me feel old that I couldn't just jump in and be like, oh, this is awesome. Like, I have to, like, okay, wait. All right, there's what I'm looking for. Or be like, oh, crap. I have to look back up here. So yeah. For me, that was a little awakening, realizing that I may be getting old and I can't change very well.
There are definitely a couple of times during Zombie U where I'd be staring at the gamepad and I'd be like, whoa, okay, wait a second. I've got the TV in front of me too.
Well, I'm trying to hit the light or something or reload, and I'm just tapping away and I realize that I'm not tapping the right area.
Well, yeah, for me, I actually, and it's ridiculous, the LZ or RZ or whatever, every time that prompt up, it's not a reaction for me to press it. I have to think about it for a quick second and then press it.
Yeah, I think I did the same thing. The
finishing move in Zombie U, it's the RZ or whatever.
Yeah.
What? So I flip over the game. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And, and it's sad, but I'm not used to that yet.
Yeah.
Now, as far as like the Wii U, because you were just saying that yours is flashing red now, what are you guys thinking of the playtime with the gamepad?
I think in a year or two, they need to come up with one that's better battery.
It is. It's a little short.
Because mine has almost died probably 3 or 4 times. Yeah. And then it got to the point where I just plugged in an extension cord next to my couch and just plugged it in and played.
Yeah, I find that it's not a real big issue, but I have definitely had to step away from the game. When I still want to play, I had to step away from the game because my gamepad was about to die.
I guess that's a good way Nintendo wants you to take a break. So that's the way of having you take a break every hour.
I don't want to take a break. I want to play 24/7.
They're geniuses.
I do like the fact, though, that they were able to make it – I mean, it is convenient to plug it in and be wired, but that you could plug it in and still play if you wanted to.
That is good.
Yeah, I do like that feature.
I want to get these two Twitter questions in before we ADD our way around. The first one I don't even know the answer to. I don't know why I don't know the answer to. It says, why the map Nuketown 2025 was included in the Wii U pre-orders of Black Ops 2?
I'm not sure I understand the question because I saw it pop up in my email as well. Go ahead.
What was the question again? Can you repeat it?
Why the map Nuketown 2025 was included in the Wii U pre-orders of Black Ops 2, which is the kind of... wasn't an expansion.
But are you saying why was it included? Yeah. Why would I guess why wouldn't you think it would be?
I don't know. That's
The question is because they did the same pre-order for the Xbox and PS3.
That's what I'm wondering. Was it the same pre-order for Xbox and PS3?
Yeah. It was the same order because recently they actually pulled it, and a bunch of fans were upset because they pre-ordered it specifically for Nuketown 2025.
Yeah, and I did the same thing. I pre-ordered it for that map, and then like 2 days after I pre-ordered it, they pulled the Nuketown map. I don't know if that's something. I don't know if that's something they're going to offer later
on. It's been a very long week.
In those situations, pre-orders, they need to keep that all the time. And then honestly, in a month or two or maybe less than that, they need to offer that as paid downloadable content.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, let's say I don't get a chance to pre-order, I don't even care about it, and then I get interested in the game, but yet I can't play this fan favorite level.
Yeah, like I just got Black Ops today, and I didn't buy it at launch, and I didn't pre-order it. Yeah. So I didn't ever had the opportunity to get it.
Well, before I got the Wii U, I couldn't care less about Nuketown or whatever it is because I just didn't bother with it. Now I've seen it, I was like, Nuketown 2025 looks awesome. I want it, but I can't get it.
Yeah, okay.
All right, and here's our second question. And I really don't have an answer for this. Why not reinstate the forums? Great way to share network IDs and bring together the community. Agreed, but the reason we got rid of the forums is because no one was using them. Basically, the short answer. You could try again, but like, first of all, this person's been following this for a while. I think it's been about a year since we got rid of the forums. There's a last site update, and we decided just to axe them because people, like one person, would post in there a month. But that is something I guess we could consider bringing back. Because that was as any of you pay attention to last podcast, that's the reason Justin started the site, was for people to put up the codes and all that. So with...
Well, forums are cool and stuff, but like you're saying, if there's nobody in the forums, then there really isn't...
It was a waste of resources to have the forums running. But it would be cool to bring back... Because network IDs, that's another thing. I think they're a lot... I'm glad friend codes are gone.
I am really liking the Nintendo Network IDs.
Yes, except my only gripe is if I get a new system, I have to get a new ID.
Yeah. Or like I can't take it. I guess there's no achievements. So there's really no point. But going off the Xbox again, like I can go to someone else's Xbox and log in onto my Xbox Live account, continue using that and getting points or whatever. But I guess there's really no point, I guess, taking my ID to Kevin's unless I want to show up online with him, I guess. That makes sense.
Well, I think that's another thing that they said, that for now you can only use it on the machine that you created it on. But I think that might be something that they're looking to change in the future. But I don't
think... That statement was a little bit... Their comment to that was a little bit iffy because it kind of mentioned the PC, because they did talk about how they're going to have like a multi... device, like you can log in on your iPhone and log into your account and stuff. So I don't know if that necessarily meant for other system.
Here's how I view it, because I think next year, maybe E3, they're going to announce this huge update for everything, for the 3DS, PCs, iPad, iPhones, Androids, where I can log into my account and I can still talk to people and update in the Miiverse. So that way on the go, I'll be able to check scores, I'll be able to see what you guys are doing, I'll be able to chat, and we'll be able to talk on the go. And I think when that happens, that could be huge and open up all sorts of crazy possibilities.
Yeah, because I can be getting off of work and be like, hey, meet you guys in 20 minutes playing Call of Duty.
Right.
And like post that from my iPhone, and then you guys are, we're all ready to go in 20 minutes once
or
I get home.
Or how cool would it be, I'm at work and I get an update on my phone that says you guys are playing Black Ops. And I'm like, oh crap, I got to get off work.
Yeah. I hate all of you guys. I
got to get home now.
But I don't know. I think Nintendo hasn't fully revealed everything yet, because we still don't have the near field communication stuff. They haven't even really talked about that. I'm still thinking it's going to roll out over the next year and we'll see some of the updates and cool... the complete Wii U stuff.
Right. And I'm so looking forward to dual gamepad experiences.
Yes. I was actually surprised how much I loved using it in multiplayer. Like, I can't wait for two people to have it.
Yeah, definitely.
Exactly. Any closing statements? Remarks? Questions? Matt, I feel bad for you because you've been sitting there looking suave and you're...
I'll get a Wii U eventually.
tell us about those glasses, though. You were telling us before the podcast.
Yes.
Awesome.
If you don't mind a little plug going on. Oh, man. Okay. So this is a piranha plant glass. It is painted on. It's also the way it was painted, it was dishwasher safe. Nice. So you can stick these in the dishwasher and pull them out, and the piranha plant's still there. This was a craft that was submitted for my charity marathon last year called Let's Play for Child's Play, and that was in May. Unfortunately, we had a lot of technical problems, so we were forced to close that little event early. But we will be bringing them back next year for Let's Play for Child's Play 2. So be on the lookout for these. They will be auctioned off for Child's Play charity. All proceeds will go to the charity, and we will ship these to you.
Very nice.
Did you want to show off some of your cool necklaces as well?
Sure, if I can get the lighting right. This is one set of three sets of necklaces that was also given to us for our charity marathon. Let's see if I can't find this. All right. This is our classic Nintendo necklace set. Oh, man. All right. The first one here is going to be 8-bit Mega Man right here, as he has his blaster ready.
Very cool.
Our second one is Tanuki Mario from Super Mario Brothers 3 right here. And then we have a third one right here. It's reversed right now because of the camera, but it's the logo from Metroid. This is Samus Aran's logo. And again, these were given to me by a woman named Stephanie Cahill. She's a very talented crafter and cosplayer as well.
Very cool.
Very, very cool. When is that going to, when you plan to do that again? Is it May next year or?
Yes, Let's Play for Child's Play 2 will actually come a full year and one day after Let's Play for Child's Play 1. We will have more people doing more records, more Guinness World Records.
Are you going to have call-ins again? Because you were supposed to have a cool call-in.
Yes, we actually had one cool call-in last year. And, I got it. You were talking about
I was supposed to call in, but
yeah, gotta stop. Unfortunately, the technical issues got there. Last year we had Daniel Floyd of Extra Credits. I don't know if you've all seen that series or not. If you haven't, I definitely recommend it. He called in and he said he will. He said he threw his support at us. We haven't emailed him yet about calling in again, but you know it's really encouraging. James said he would. Come in again, James Higginbotham of Pure Nintendo Magazine.
Yes, I will. I'll be there.
Yes, he will be rejoining us.
I was so looking forward to it, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, I was excited for that.
So are we. And then, holy smokes. Our eyes are open, though.
What exactly happened, if you don't mind? I'm just curious.
Well, we had some witnesses fall through, and that was a problem on the Guinness perspective. And we also had the recording that we needed to send Guinness was too high quality, so it filled up the drive too quickly. And about 20 hours in, we lost all memory, and it just stopped recording.
Ugh,
we didn't find out until about hour 24.
And it wasn't recording anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, jeez.
That's so awful. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. But like I said, we learned a lot, and I was so encouraged that a lot of our crew is coming back and through the support at Let's Play for Child's Play 2. The IT crew is coming back, and I guess Colin said they would be happy to call in again. I was really encouraged about that.
That's cool. That's really very, very cool. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. So we're working on it now. Hopefully we get some more crafts.
I would offer my craft skills, but I don't have any.
I'm right there with you, James.
If you guys don't mind me saying one more thing, though, about crafts. I know, you know, you guys have a lot of viewers who come in. And if any of you think they would like to craft for Let's Play for Child's Play 2, please drop me an email at room310productions@gmail.com and give me an idea of what you want to do. And I'll look it over, and then I will give you a thumbs up if it's good, or I'll give you a thumbs down, and I'll explain, like, you know, if it's too big, or it's too complicated, or too fragile. And then you just send it to me, and then I will put it up for the event and promote it and do the best I can to make sure it goes into the hands of a very lucky person.
Very cool.
That's a really cool idea.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess...
Well, we got a correction on the first question. It was supposed to be, why wasn't Nuketown 2025 included in the Wii U pre-orders of Black Ops 2?
It's a good question.
Honestly, I could see that just being a developer's thing. Like, it was probably just more effort or more of a, you know.
Too much time, too much money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
I could also see it being not a big incentive for the majority of people buying Black Ops. So,
yeah, because where they're going to get their bread and money, Black Ops sales was off the 360 and PS3.
So, and either way, Call of Duty is going to sell anyways. So, map or not, people are going to go out and buy it just because it's Call of Duty.
Yeah. So. But speaking of Call of Duty, oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was saying, speaking of Call of Duty, I keep seeing these things online where it shows only 650 people are playing on the Wii U or 600,000 are playing on the Xbox 360.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that really bothers me because it's like that was posted like within 24 hours of the Wii U coming out. And it's just, I don't think that's fair. It's just bad press for the sake of don't know. Bad. I don't know. It just
never mind. That reminds me. This Friday, you can join some of us and play Black Ops Online. We're planning on it. I don't know. You all welcome.
Well, I don't have Black Ops yet. Well,
then you're not welcome. I'm joking, but
I pre-ordered it, but I have not actually gone to pick up the game yet because I picked up like Zombie U and Scribble Knots, and I picked up an eShop card and bought Little Inferno rather than going for the Call of Duty, which I knew I'd get down the road anyway. So
that's true.
And I guess as part of the closing, I want to tell people that if you haven't played the Wii U, go out and try a demo. It's definitely worth it. You'll be blown away. It's incredible. And there's more to come.
And while I'm kind of off that statement, I saw this on Twitter. I can't remember. I was trying to find who it was. They made a statement like the Wii is kind of something you don't fully understand until you not necessarily demo it, until you actually have one in your hands and it's yours and you play it for a while. It's hard to grasp exactly what the Wii U is. To actually have one.
And there's so much more to it than what you play in a demo. Mm-hmm. Like demo, you get to hold the gamepad, you get to play a game, you get to see kind of what it's about. But there's so much more to it as far as the services that are going to come out, like TV and the Miiverse and stuff like that, that's already there.
Yeah, even the simple functions as turning off your TV, I love that about it.
That is awesome. I love that.
Like, and this is...
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, this is a harder sell than the 3DS, because the 3DS kind of had the same problem. Like, you can't really understand the 3DS until you tried it. But at least once you try it and you see the 3D, you can go, oh, this is what it's all about. Yeah. But I think those demos don't do it the Wii U justice. You actually have to take it home, process what exactly is going on, and be like, oh, wow, this is pretty cool.
And I'm if developers are going to be the same that they were for, like, the 3 or for the DS. Mm-hmm. Because, like, for the first year, it was kind of just stuff that Nintendo's doing, and then it wasn't until a year and a half, 2 years, that it finally just blossomed into this, you know, new ways of playing. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, Ubisoft is doing some awesome stuff with Zombie U, so I'm hoping in the next year or two we see some really creative and unique ways that you can't replicate anywhere else.
That is true.
That is true.
Yeah, I'm just ready for bed, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I'm getting there too.
But it's what you get for a Wii launch. real quick, reviews for ours should be start coming out next week. Actually, I'm planning to get my actually console Wii U review out Friday. That's the plan. And then our game review should be starting to come out next week. For Pure Nintendo, then we have the magazine coming out in 2 weeks? 3 weeks?
It's that close, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty darn close.
Yeah, how about that?
And there'll be even more reviews in there. So the next month, hopefully we cover most of the launch games in the next 3 to 4 weeks.
Well, and I've been trying to contact some of these eShop developers. Like, I just contacted, I don't know how to say it, Shinin, regarding Nano Assault Neo and Broken Rules for Chasing Aurora, and I should be getting review codes for those, so...
It's got a lot of cool stuff coming up.
Definitely.
Taking away our sleep. That is good. And one more thing. I am wearing... These are the hoodies. Awesome. That if you guys... what was it? The $30 level for the Kickstarter? What was it? 50?
I think it was 50.
50, yeah.
Wasn't the shirt 30? The shirt
was 30, yeah. And so these are the hoodies. We have them, so you should be getting yours, I think, sometime in the next week or two. We have ours now. So those who got a hoodie should be getting yours soon.
Awesome.
Are you going to be getting anything in Thai form?
That's an interesting
idea. James, make it so.
Done.
And I know that we've kind of thrown this idea around before, people like saying, I didn't pledge on the Kickstarter, and we're wondering where we can get the shirts. I think we're still trying to get a web store together for that stuff. So,
hang tight. These are done by 8-Bit Apparel, actually. So, a little shout out to them. It's a good job. They're comfortable sweaters. They're nice, good quality. The shirts were nice and thin, but good stuff. Better than what we were using before. Cafe Press. Call you out.
Well, now they hate us.
Anyways, you guys have anything else?
I don't think I have anything else.
I got something.
All right, go.
If you're not watching Desert Bus, go watch Desert Bus now. Desertbus.org. These guys playing a old Sega CD game, Penn and Teller Smoke and Mirrors, specifically a game called Desert Bus, the most disturbingly realistic game about driving your bus through the Arizona desert.
So they're boring?
It's really boring. But yeah. It's devious because it's a straight road the entire time. The bus only goes 35 miles an hour. It's in real time, so it takes 8 hours from, like, get to Las Vegas to, I think, Tucson. And to make sure you're not just holding the button and looking away, the bus will go to the left every once in a while, so you have to, like, keep keeping it on the road.
Oh, goodness. And you're serious. This is real.
Yeah, I've heard of this game before. It does exist.
Wow.
The charity marathon is called Desert Bus for Hope. And they're actually the group that inspired me to do my charity marathon. And all the money goes for a Child's Play charity. I think this year they're at $218,000.
Wow.
And they actually just crossed a huge milestone. They've been doing this for 6 years, and they just passed $1 million lifetime raised for a Child's Play charity.
That's very cool. That is awesome.
Mm-hmm. So I encourage all of you to check it out, desertbus.org. Watch all the challenges. They have special guests that call in. They have crafts out there to auction off, and you get to see some real high rollers there too. It's a great little thing.
Very nice. Well, all
right. I think I'm done advertising for everybody else.
Yeah. Come check us out too. We're cool.
Yes, please go check out purenintendo.com. Your number one source for all things Nintendo.
Yes, we are. Anyway. All right, well, where did Jay Money go?
I don't know.
No. Anyway.
He went to go watch Desert Bus.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. Anyway, I hope you guys have a good Thanksgiving.
All right. Three. Oh, wait, there he is.
Yeah, there he is. Justin, Kevin, Matt, have a great Thanksgiving. Everyone else out there.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Yep, you too, and to the audience as well.
Yes.